Well, what we understand, and it is early days, but there has been a change to the regulations affecting what commodities are exempt from the 10% value added tax that applies in Indonesia. Those regulations have affected live cattle, while live cattle is considered a raw material, a strategic good, and has been exempt from the VAT. The change regulations and change definitions have meant that now only productive heifers, so breeder animals, are exempt from the tax, and that now feeder cattle are now to be charged to have the tax placed on it. Now, that isn't just on imported cattle, that is now also to apply to domestic cattle as well. So there's equal application for cattle that are for slaughtering purposes. Productive heifers, as we understand, are exempt.
Okay, so it's not just for imported cattle.
Well, that's what we understand.
Right.
But again, this is a slightly tricky, detailed issue, and navigating various ministries that have been involved in this decision, trying, and given that it is, you know, this is not a tariff issue, this is a matter of domestic taxation, that happens to now apply to live cattle. We're navigating, a number of ministries to try and get to the bottom of what's happened here.
Have we been told why this has happened?
Well, in part, yes. That it appears to be the implementation of a Supreme Court decision from back in 2013, where Kadin, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, sought to impose the VAT on some imports. Now, what we understand is that there's been a change in definition, in part because of that court decision. That, again, this is a bit where we're not absolutely clear, but the outcome, irrespective of the cause, is that it appears live cattle will now be subject to the 10% VAT. Now, how that's imposed, where it's, you know, it's, certainly we know where it's imposed, but how it affects the supply chain is another question that we're trying to better answer, and of course understand the consequences for the supply chain, and certainly from an export perspective, our industry.
At this early stage, when you've spoken to your members, the exporters, how do they feel this will affect them?
Well, look, I've had some discussions with exporters, but there'll be further discussions hopefully later today with exporters. But at the moment, we're obviously concerned from the perspective that there is a lot of pressure on price in Indonesia because of, you know, the increased cost of cattle out of Australia. This is another added impost on the ultimate price. We're obviously concerned, you know, from the perspective that when we met with Indonesian officials over the course of 2015, one of the very clear messages they gave us was help us reduce inflationary pressures on price, which we're more than happy to do so. We've been, providing the option of an annual permit, for example. Yet here we have a domestic decision that clearly has implications for price. So, you know,
it seems to be at the opposite of what the government's trying to achieve.
Well, look, you know, it appears to be that case, and that's why we need to, you know, understand this issue far better and be able to, respond accordingly, given though that this is a decision related to domestic taxation. How much we can influence this outcome is yet to be seen.
If you're tuning in, this is The Country Hour, and we're speaking to Alison Penfold, who's from the Australian Livestock Exporters Council. You mentioned a moment ago permits, and certainly at the start of the year, we were running stories about a change in how Indonesia allocates permits across the year, and that it had moved from permits being issued every 4 months compared to the old system of every 3 months. And yet, when we caught up with Ashley James, who is an exporter and he was loading his first shipment last week, he said that the permits he got were just like the old ones. Let's have a quick listen.
We were expecting that it was going to be a trimester or a term or whatever you want to call it, but it was going to be a four-month term. But the permit that came out last night was for 3 months, and we're not really sure how that works in Indonesia, but I guess in the next 72 hours we're going to find out what that means for this quarter and then how it's going to work for the rest of the year.
So that's Ashley James last week. It has been more than 72 hours now. Have we got more clarity around the allocation of permits, Alison Penfold?
Look, not at this stage. It's another issue that we're trying to get further clarity on. At the moment, what we have is certainly a decision from one ministry announcing cattle numbers for a four-month period, and another ministry providing permits for a three-month period. We think there's certainly a way through this, and we're working with our customers, importers in Indonesia to try and support their efforts to clarify this process. But we believe the true intent, given that there's been a number of comments made by Indonesian ministers, is that Indonesia will move to permits on a four-monthly basis.
Okay. Because at this stage, after all the delegations that went to Indonesia last year, given these two pieces of news, what's gone wrong?
I'm not sure that anything's gone wrong. We have a complicated decision-making process in Indonesia. We can't cast our view of how bureaucracy works here in Australia, and quite often we're quite critical of it too, but things do operate differently in Indonesia. We are trying to influence a government in another country that requires a different approach to perhaps how we operate here. There are a whole bunch of competing factors, including Indonesia's well-known nationalist approach to domestic commodities. So, look, we certainly made some inroads in proffering our position to key officials. I never underestimated that it would be done in a single year. Our relationship with Indonesia is one that we keep working because we respect it. It's important to us. We value it highly, and we need to continue to work to make the system improve, not just for us, but for everyone along the supply chain, and including customers.
Well, I appreciate it's early days on all of this, but really, thank you for coming onto the Country Hour today, Alison Penfold, and keeping us up to date.
No problems. Thanks for the opportunity, Matt.